The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of July, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who wrote "She Smelled the Way the Taj Mahal Looked by Moonlight," and wrote, "She gave me a smile I could feel in my hip pocket." Raymond Chandler, born in Chicago, 1888. Known for his novels about the private detective Philip Marlowe, set in Los Angeles, The Big Sleep, The Long Goodbye. Published his first story when he was 45 years old. It's the birthday of Elsbeth Huxley, born in London, 1907, author of more than 30 books, best known for The Flame Trees of Tika, came out in 1959, about her childhood among British settlers on her father's coffee farm in Kenya. He was, she said, a gentle, humorous, dreamy person whose dreams never came true, and he bought this coffee farm impetuously once while sitting in a bar in Nairobi, a 500-acre coffee farm, where Elsbeth was homeschooled, sometimes went to a European school in Nairobi, once was sent to school in England for a while, but she had to leave because they found out that she was betting on horses. Started writing very young. She wrote a polo column for the East African Monthly, even though she didn't know anything about polo. Went to work for a British publisher, where she met and married her boss, Gervase Huxley, who was the cousin of Aldous Huxley. He became the head of promotions for a tea company, and the couple traveled all over the world trying to convince people to drink tea. Elsbeth Huxley, whose career as a writer started when she was a teenager, and she wrote her last book when she was 83. It's the birthday of Vikram Chandra, born in New Delhi, 1961, author of Red Earth and Pouring Rain, and the short story collection Love and Longing in Bombay. And it's the birthday of John Treadwell Nichols, born in Berkeley, 1940. Worked as a blues singer in New York. He was a dishwasher, a firefighter in the Arizona mountains. Traveled in Central America, moved to New Mexico. Decided to write a political novel about the lives of Latin American people. He worked on 7 novels that never got published, and finally he said, "I blammed out my book, The Milagro Beanfield War, in a last-ditch effort to save what was by then an almost non-existent literary career." The Milagro Beanfield War came out in 1974. It was a great success and was made into a movie. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Spires, "Moment Vanishing." Now in the quietude of evening the dove comes. It does not flash its feathers, does not make a sound, but feeds on what the finches leave behind. How little it needs, a few hard seeds, a drop of water. It is late summer, it is always late summer here. The air is hot and dry. Brown leaves lie like hands in the yard. There is no place to turn, no place to stop. We are hurried along, pushed farther into our lives. Moments are vanishing all over the earth. As bombs explode, the victim is hooded. Great populations scatter on endless dust roads. It is too much. We avert our eyes. We wait like children for the coming of the dove. And if I were allowed a question, one question of the evening dove, who asks for nothing, whose pleasure is a few small seeds, whose heart I covet, I would ask, oh, what will I become? A poem by Elizabeth Spires, "Moment Vanishing," from her collection The Wave Maker, published by W.W. Norton & Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. and by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.